Any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
I definitely want to start by saying this will be
the Gemini Music
our last episode for like 2 months. Dang. So listeners and viewers, we're going to be off for 2 months.
We're going to be recycling clips.
Yeah.
Of course.
Nah, man.
The clips don't come out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every day going to be clip out, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck it.
They probably like, why? Well, listen, I gotta go back to music for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
And I might be coming in there too.
For real?
Yeah.
You should, nigga.
I told you I was listening to the beats and, stuff, nigga. So I'm about to get the, already got the laptop now, I mean. So.
Oh, all right, nigga. We're gonna talk to the pod then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But today we got some guesses. You know what I mean? That ain't damn real word though, but
it's not, nigga. You making this look bad with that William Penn education.
It's cool though, man. Guess this is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All we from, I say from Jersey, because you know, we say from Jersey.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? From Jersey, man. Introduce yourselves, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you already know. It's your boy Ayo Butter. You know what I'm saying? Back in the building. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Ayo Butter. I also got a podcast, you know, Green Box Production on YouTube, if you want to go follow it, you know. Other than that, yeah.
Word.
You good, sir, man? You good, sir?
I'm good, man. Blessed and highly favored.
Tell the people who you is, man.
You all right, it's your boy, Whipson 856. You know, that's pretty much what I go by.
So what is it?
So Whipson 856 is pretty much what I do. I go around local car shows in Jersey and showcase all New Jersey cars, because the Jersey car scene is actually lit, but don't nobody know about it.
Really? I know about it. You just told me something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a car guy, so I mean,
he's
shit.
Definitely a car guy. Bro, any given day in the state of New Jersey, on a highway, you can see anywhere from a Ferrari, Lambo, down to a 69-68 Charger, like the shit you see on the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Like Jersey car scene is crazy. So that's what I do. I put on for the state of Jersey. Realistically though, I'm from Philly, but I live in Jersey and I showcase where I'm at.
I mean, I'm from Philly too, but I clean Delaware. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm Delaware from New York gang.
So. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you know what it is.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing for some freaking tunes. Now I just want to let the viewers and listeners know I don't know what this song is.
Yeah.
Boss J said put it on though. So we're gonna put it on, see what it is. You feel what I'm saying? What is this, man? This sounds like an intro song.
Just listen to it, man.
I like the sample though.
You're gonna start bopping in a second.
Drinking all night, I'm faded. Staring at pictures, anxious. Praying one day we go back to before we became some distant strangers. But now we on different pages. I heard you just switch locations. Swear that I hope that you just don't hate me. Hit me back when you get this message. Hit me back when you get this message. It's been too long. Probably moved on, but I really got a million questions. Promise I don't got no ill intentions. Tell me what I gotta do to feel your presence. I miss your vibe. I know we lost time, but I'm hoping you ain't disconnected. Maybe you won't get just a second. And I've been trying to find a way to get inside of your thoughts. I wonder if you ever think about me at all. Do you like it better when I'm not as involved? Been trying to keep myself together without dropping the ball. Funny how the world really gotta revolve. Unless you live a life with me, I don't want it at all. I'm like, let me explain. But I must speak first. A lot of shit that really cut me hurt. Couldn't love you till I love me first. Had to learn that love means work. In my heart, but deliver that. Hoping even though I lost you, I get it back. If it's coming with a cost, then I live with that. I give it that.
Okay,
maybe we can talk.
Maybe
you come through now. Maybe we can do a little 1-2
you know
now.
Sam, but hey, what is this again?
I said,
you know what I mean? But we're going to run it back because our guests don't know. So, all right, so when I get to stuttering, right?
Yeah.
We all gonna say it in sync, like in the, together. I say yer, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what is this again?
I say yer.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the first time listeners, the last time listeners, the all time listeners. We appreciate your listenership and your viewership. And Boss J, man, you got one for me?
Seagulls.
Seagulls?
Straight up. Yeah, seagulls, man.
Seagulls?
You fucking disrespectful, nigga.
So basically, you know, every time we do our intro, we He got to say
animal every
gotta give some kind of new animal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let people know.
Nah, because when you go to the beach, nigga, they be fucking with your fries and shit, man. That shit ain't sanitary. Oh, you get trashers, whatever it's called.
Nah, they do though.
Yeah, disrespectful ass.
All you gotta do is put some vinegar in it. A lot of extra vinegar though.
Nah, or straight up, you get these motherfuckers, bro.
Some hostels in the Jones.
Yeah, seagulls on the shore in Jersey be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Jersey seagulls different. Yeah, that's what I said.
I know personally how them seagulls get down. They'll run down on your kids. They'll take your ice cream, everything. I'm trying to tell you.
The crazy thing is, they don't even wait for you to drop the food. They just go after
it. Yeah,
word.
No, for real.
Hood ass birds, nigga.
They like,
you ever see one like attack your kid, but you got fries in your hands? Like, you make a decision like, do I really want to help the child right now? Cause these joints 15-hour fries. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not no bucket like how it used to be.
I mean, I thought New York birds were fucking worse, but them seagulls. Man.
Nah, New York got them pigeons though.
Yeah,
pigeons still a thing. I ain't seen a pigeon in Philly in decades, bro.
Think about it. Hold on, what you think about it? Hold on. What you think about it?
We just talking. I'm just saying.
Think
bro.
About hold on. You got right though. Yeah, I mean, they used to be all over there at the train station.
Haven't seen hold one on, in Philly,
you know
bro.
Right, dog.
Two things that disappeared in Philly over the past couple decades is pigeons and what's those telephone drones? What's that shit?
One
the public drones.
One with the quarters. Put the quarter in.
Yeah.
The payphones.
Payphones. Yeah, right. It's been so goddamn long. We done forgot the name of the shit.
Right.
Payphones.
That's sad.
There's one still in Newcastle.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's still one in Newcastle.
That's functionally working?
I don't know if it works, but it's still there.
Wow. That's
it still has the phone and shit on there. I don't know if it still works.
I ain't thinking about the pigeons.
It's over there by the gas station outside of Castle Hills.
Nah, hold up, because there used to be a bunch of pigeons in Wilmington underneath the train station.
Yeah.
It used to be a bunch
they're
of pigeons.
They're not even there.
They're not there. I'm thinking like, they're not there.
You ain't seen pigeons in there.
I haven't seen a pigeon in a while. And I haven't been to New York in a while, so I haven't seen.
Here's a random ass thing. You remember the movie Phone Booth?
Yeah, with the ball, the white ball.
That movie was lit.
That where you called and you try to leave, no motherfucker would kill your ass.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That ended had me fucked up on that one, bro.
Yeah, it did.
It did. That shit
I didn't expect that.
Hold away, but I can't remember that
part.
The
nigga, he was the ambulance driver or some shit like that.
Mm.
He was the dude that was on the phone with him. And at the end, while he's getting in the ambulance, the motherfucker came over there and would talk to him and shit. Because they thought that the nigga died, but he actually killed the nigga in the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that shit when I get to the crib.
Yeah, that shit was good.
You rewatch
it's
it,
good,
you know
though. Real good. Mm-hmm.
But real quick, Doug, you know what I'm saying? If you, listeners or viewers out there, if you have anything you want to say to us, you want to tell us how good we're doing, how bad we're doing, do you hate us? Do you love us? No matter, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you call us. We got a hotline, you know what I'm saying? What's the number? What's the number, boss?
Somebody
Jamie?
Might not pick up, but I mean, here's the number anyway. 267-606-0422.
One more time for the niggas.
And we're going to hit them again. I mean, area code 267-606-0422.
God dang.
Leave a message,
you know
what I mean? I'll reply back. I say, what's up? Know what I mean? Cuss you out a little bit. You cuss me out, know what I mean? Toxic shit.
For real. That is crazy, man. But this is my freaking topics, though, right? You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking the other day, like, you know, a lot of people come here, come to America, right? Because they want the American dream. And as an American myself, I'm like, well, what exactly is the American dream? And is it still a thing?
So do you want me to give my honest opinion on that?
Huh?
You want to ask me? You want to ask?
You're going to go around the room. You want to start with you, though? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, yeah, it's still true.
It's still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing. You want to know why? Because motherfuckers that come here illegally is getting it.
The library.
So they have a whole bunch of, was it immigrants that you would say? People that came here illegally. It's like they get a fucking card with like $10,000 on it. They get room and board. They get the American dream. While Americans ain't getting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dream though?
That may be the dream
that's
for them. I mean, outside's coming in. I mean, that's a fucking dream coming from their country.
But that come with stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna say like France, for example.
Mm.
Say France got them incentives. You know what I'm saying? They say, hey, come over here. We'll give you 10 bands. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you room and board. Blah 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 blah. So while I'm
free
over,
healthcare.
Yeah, so I go over there. You know what I'm saying? But automatically, I'm going to see the hate from everybody.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? To the point that they might try to kill me.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm coming into their joint, and they not getting, their government not giving what they giving me. You feel what I'm saying? Wisconsin over here. So is it really like cool for them to come over, like to come over here? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't feel like it is because that can go into the American people.
I mean, it could. You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think, man? You know what I'm saying?
I think the American dream is still alive. And based off what y'all were just talking about, I think it's what America needs to take care of home first. That's why I think a lot of people are getting mad about immigrants coming into the country because they feel like they be getting awarded opportunities and things that we're not getting. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, we are. We do still have a welfare system. We have a HUD system and all these different things that we still have. Now, we may not like it. We may not feel like it's doing enough for us personally. But, you know, to each his own as far as that go. But, yeah, I think the American dream is still alive. It's just all about, do you have the ambition to want more for yourself? I mean, it's not anything ain't just going to come to you. But I understand why people come to America because we have what? More opportunities.
The land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
Nah, I could be a truck driver. I could be a trapper. Just,
you, like, yeah, exactly. You got to find one thing yourself to go for it.
Right.
And don't be a lazy bum.
Mm-hmm. Ambition.
Exactly. That's why it's on my arm.
It's my favorite Meek and Wale song.
What about you, sir, man? All
right. So, I'm a very practical dude. Mm. So, when I hear the American dream, I break it down into certain things, right? So, when I was coming up, the American dream was, you know, you go to school, go to college, get a good career, buy a house, get married, have kids, the white fence, dogs.
Don't do that.
Here's the thing. But no. Here's the thing, though. I did everything I just said, minus the college. I worked my ass off to get it, you know. So I feel like the American dream is still a thing. I feel like nowadays people go a different way to get it.
Right.
Like I'm a get it out the mud type of person.
Right.
When I see immigrants coming into the country, I don't think any ill will to it because I've been outside the U.S. So I see how some of these countries are, and I feel like one. If you're going to go through that hassle to travel from wherever you come from to the U.S., make it worth something. Don't just come over here and be a bum. You could have been a bum wherever you came from.
Right.
Not for
you
real. Know,
right. That's why you see some of them, I guess, I don't really like saying immigrants, but whatever. So you see some of them immigrants, they're taking the jobs that most Americans feel they're too good to even do. Mm. So I'm all for, you know, the Mexican homies. Ew, you want to work at a car wash and it's 10 degrees outside, but you getting it? Like, you out there drying cars off, your hands frozen because it's cold, but you drying that water off them cars, iron. I'm saying damn right wrong. Putting the armor all on the tires, getting everything look good. And they have no, they ain't got no gripes with it. They happy. Right. That's them chasing their version of the American dream. They coming from a poor country and trying to make the best of what they have. Whereas though, you got some Americans that feel they too good for it.
And I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Entitlement, yeah.
So when I look at my, I would say, rendition of the American dream, I say, yeah, it's still here. But it's a different way you go about it. And it's what you feel like your American dream is. Mm. I could want a 5-bedroom house with a bunch of stuff in it.
Mm.
And your butter could want to live in a nice luxury apartment. That's two different versions of the American dream. He may not want kids. I got 4. So, you know, it's all about what you want. Not necessarily what they deem as the American dream, because nobody usually wants the same two things. That's just how things work. That's my standpoint on it, though.
I mean, I got 1 up on them.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah, I got 5.
Dang.
That's the American dream right there.
It is when it's tax season. It is when it's tax season.
Fred, I be mad at y'all, man. I got all them kids, man.
Tell me shit.
Yo, I got a question for y'all, though. Like, do you think that with immigrants coming into the country that it's messing up the pay rate of being able to people be able to get raises and stuff like that because they're willing to work for pretty much, you know. Now, I ain't going to say nothing, but, you know.
Or less. Yeah, they work for less.
Right.
Is it messing it up?
You think it's going to mess it up over time? Like, you know what I'm saying?
They already started messing it up by raising minimum wage and how that goes.
Yeah, inflation is out of control.
You know what I mean? So,
it's kind of messing up. They did just give out all that money. Like, yeah, you can't give out money and think that money just came out of nowhere. No, we are realistically just paying that money back with this inflation. They even said it. These high interest rates are due from COVID checks. Like, the stimulus, that wasn't just money they had in the tub.
Oh, you thought that stimulus was free, nigga?
Nah, no. I ain't get no stimmies, but yeah.
You ain't get no stimmy?
You ain't get no stimmy?
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who you vote for?
Damn.
I got all three of them motherfuckers.
All three. I ain't got
no kids, you know, so.
No, you got
one. You still got to get one.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went.
Somebody took your bread, bro.
Somebody might have got that joint.
It's all good.
But look, though, I want to answer your question, I guess. Me, personally, my views on I think they're making it harder?
Like taking other opportunities from other Americans being able to get jobs.
I want to say, from what I see, honestly, no, because again, it all goes back to they're taking the jobs nobody wanted to begin with, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go to every restaurant chain out here, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Famous Dave's, no shade, it's some Hispanic person in the back doing his thing, getting everybody food right.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously somebody didn't want the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have somebody back there who may or may not be legal in the back cooking up the food.
And motherfuckers be complaining about this.
Yeah,
shit.
So my thing is, I don't think it's making it harder for people who want the jobs that they have. Mm. To me, it makes it think that you got to go and do more for yourself. You can't get the easy jobs no more. Mm. Go apply yourself. Because honestly speaking, they're hindered by what they can even get from their legal status. So that would make me want to step my game up because I am a U.S. born citizen.
Right.
I'm going to go apply myself a little bit more, and I'm going to get a job that I feel as though I deserve. Or I got to work a little bit harder at my job to show my worth and get a promotion. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you no shade to the Hispanic homies from down from South America, but you put your level as a U.S. citizen right down with theirs, and they don't even have the credentials to really get a job that they even really want. So that's a bad reflection on you, not necessarily them.
Not for you.
That's just my opinion, though. I could be wrong.
You know. Nah, speaking on that, though, because I'm watching a show on Netflix called Warriors, right? Basically, it's what is it? What time is it? Like 18 something in San Francisco. That's the date. And
did,
you know what I'm saying?
The year
and all that. Okay. So like early San Francisco. So, you know, they got horse and buggies and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Basically, the Irish is over there right now, right? The Irish is over there. I mean, not right now, but in the show, the Irish is over there. And this is when the Chinese are coming to America. You know what I'm saying? So America's welcoming all the Chinese to come through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the Chinese labor is cheaper than the American labor.
Yeah.
So the American companies are now getting rid of the Irish people. They're trying to build a railroad out there. So they're getting rid of the Irish. Well, they're telling the Irish people, yo, y'all cost too much. But these Chinese going to do it for way less. You know what I'm saying? So it created a divide and a hate in San Francisco, where now the Irish people are starting to kill the Chinese people.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So I think that's, you know, shows be giving like the history lesson sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things that's where that Asian hate thing came from, you know what I'm saying? From back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
You know
but
what
it's
I
mean? Still today, though. That you get all
it's
your
still today.
Everything you get is made from China.
Well, I was talking about them coming here, though, for the labor.
Oh, coming to America for the worker.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I mean, I grew up in Philly, like I told y'all earlier. When I grew up down West Philly, only thing I seen was the black people in my neighborhood and the Asian people that was at the Chinese
spot. Yep.
That's it. I ain't seen no white people. If I seen white people, they was the law, or maybe they work for SEPTA driving the trolley or the bus. That's it. So when I see immigrants, like, I don't really bat an eye at that. It makes I'm low. More worrisome when I see white people in the hood because that gentrification is real.
Oh, what part of Philly? Because I was out northeast, you know what I'm saying? And we got a whole bunch of white people out there, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's where they're at, like hood burbs. So let me tell you, I'm born and raised West Philly. I was born down the bottom, grew up in West Philly off Lansdowne Ave on a small little block called Alden Street.
Did you get one little fight?
I got plenty of fights, bro. Look, my mom ain't get scared. It was, no, you throw your hands. But that's what it was. I won some. I lost some. We drew ties.
That.
But that's it.
No,
right? So
I had to. When he said West Philly, I was like, I got to.
No, it come with the territory. Yo, real talk, that was my role model growing up.
Right.
Like, everything I have to this day, I model, like, after Will. Like, yo, you from West Philly. He went to Brooke was right up the hilltop.
Oh, shit.
You know, so everything he did to get himself out the hood, that was my vision for the same thing. Get out of Philly, get out the hood, do better in life, chase that money, and get what you want. Don't stand in your way. So everybody that. Said Will Corny, but to me, he was a black successful man that made it out of West Philly.
Fuck all
that. Oh, wait, so because I know everybody be saying that. Well, I see the internet say that, but I don't never see nobody from Philly saying that. Like Will Corny, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think.
Well, then the game, right?
It depends on who it's coming from. Like you can't tell a street dude that Will that ball. They're gonna like, no, ball soft. You know, that's getting jiggy with it. Like they crack jokes on Will all the time, but realistically, he that ball. Like Philly doesn't have too many success stories that with longevity. I was just telling somebody this. Yeah. Every rapper from Philly hits a plateau and it's a rap. Eve, her career didn't go anywhere. Well, didn't go that far in the rap game.
Yeah.
She started acting.
Right.
Yeah. State Prop. Same thing with Beans, Freeway.
She married a white man now. She good.
She's up. I think she good. He a billionaire, right?
Yeah, she good.
So she don't need
to
she out. You know but music wise, Philly artists don't really last that long. Or they fall off. Like I just mentioned the whole State Prop. Y'all remember that era they had.
I think Beans could have made though, but until he
got himself locked up.
That in the lungs.
Yeah.
He lost his voice. Yeah. That's
crazy.
But think about it, he had a whole run.
He did.
Cassidy had a run.
And now look.
Meek.
And now Meek
has the longest run, but his just plateaued out. Like
he's drifting out.
Yeah, Meek's out of there now.
Yeah.
Like Meek really hasn't elevated or
I love Meek, man.
Like he just stayed.
I think this Diddy shit really fucking him up right now with that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, not really though.
You don't think so?
Nah, that's the internet. You know what I'm saying?
So my bro just told me that video or that audio. Because I heard it and I was like, first off, this shit draw. But then my bro was like, that was a scene from Snowfall. I never watched Snowfall a day in my life. Don't judge me. But
not me either.
All I know is I grew up listening to Meek. I'm 34. I grew up hearing that nigga yelling all the time. Mm-hmm. Meek talk like he learned how to talk in a damn helicopter. So you know how Meek sound when he yelling.
The
boy in that video was yelling.
Right.
It don't sound like the same boy that I grew up hearing all my life.
Right.
You know, but. I don't really try to get too much into who did what. Everybody knew Diddy was a little off from, you know.
I've always said Diddy was off, man.
Yeah. Dancing all in the videos.
Nah, when you say last pod, he was like.
Would you go to his party?
Yes, everybody
Would you go to Diddy's party?
Nah.
He asked everybody that. Look,
would you go to Diddy's party?
I don't know.
See, remember the situation I said? I told him, I said, right now, no. But years ago, I didn't know all this was going on. I would have been there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, you're probably right.
I would have been there. You know what I mean?
I was wearing the wings, nigga.
Diddy, though. Like, we all knew he was weird. But you ain't, I mean, you probably knew he was a little soft, but ain't no way you thought Diddy was what he is now. It's a meme right now.
Yeah, it's different. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a meme right now. They said everybody thought that Lil' Kim was the freakiest one in Bad Boy the whole time. It was Diddy. That's
wild. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
Yo!
Another meme with Biggie had the
you had to keep one eye open.
Yeah, one eye was over there.
I was listening to with 50 when he said that shit back in the day and they called him a fruit pup. I was like, yeah, fuck
yeah, you know he did say that.
Yeah. So, and you know I listen to 50, nigga. 50 that nigga.
Yeah, but you would have been there, though.
I wouldn't have went, nigga.
You would have went, dog.
Nah.
He'd be like, hey Playboy, we got a Hellcat for you.
There was no Hellcats back in the day, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Got Hellcat, whatever kind of car you like. You know what I mean?
Yo, Playboy. Come here, Playboy.
Take that. Like, you don't need to care, nigga.
Nobody can deny Bad Boy in the 90s. Like, that's what I'm saying. You would go to a party in the 90s.
Oh, they had a run.
They did, though.
Amazon. They in the camera.
They got a package?
Yeah. The boy in the camera, you know it. You know what I'm saying?
Good thing he ain't stealing.
We watching.
Yo, you know if he take a picture and take off with that shit.
It's a
walk-off.
That's a clip. I'm telling you right now, man.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Drop that motherfucker.
Nah, the second joint, though, I did want the females to be here to partake in that. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, we going to hold it
but
down.
But from a man's perspective, though, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
What are some things y'all should ask on the first date, though?
Word?
Yeah, what's some things y'all should ask on the first date?
Know.
First date you going up.
Man, I ain't been single in a minute.
Yeah, me neither.
Y'all perk people that.
I guess for me, I would want to know. My bad.
Right.
I guess jumping out the mix, like, do you got kids? you know, or is the baby dad in this kid's life? Because that's important information to know, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say some off the wall shit.
But no, I told you, I'm a practical dude. And I can deal with random crazy shit. That's like, that's the black experience, honestly. But I need to know if you, if your baby dad is, if you have kids, and if your baby dad is in your life, that's a dude that I know at some point we're going to cross paths and I got to fill him out. How are you around my kid? That type of nigga, you know, all that bullshit, but. You know, or if you got a deadbeat, that make it's messed up, but that makes things easier. You know, it's real,
pretty much.
Right.
But that's what I got. That's all I really need to know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, kid. I'd be like, I'm gonna ask him what the credit score like. Now, 10 years ago, I wouldn't ask him like that.
Wait, you gonna ask him their credit score?
Yeah, why is that though?
It's definitely personal.
Big age. That is definitely personal.
Is it an age thing?
Because it's an age thing. I got time. I mean, I ain't got time. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, what's the credit score like? Or what else? What else?
Bro, you asking them what their credit score is?
Yeah. If your credit score bad, say like 600. You can work with 600.
On the first date.
Yeah, you work with 600.
What's your credit score? Yeah, if she come up and say 250.
Waiter.
I don't even think that
shit
go there.
Waiter.
Yo, that's sad.
Waiter.
Hey, yo, you different, bro.
Waiter. 250s. Why?
She fine as hell. Fine as hell. Baddest joint you ever seen in your life. And her credit score like 375.
What if she just don't know?
375. She don't know credit score?
Like, she don't understand, like, you know.
Financially illiterate.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's automatic. It's financially illiterate.
You don't believe in more than a woman?
At this age.
But she got a banging job.
Yeah.
What kind of job?
Is she work in the courthouse?
What kind of courthouse?
Nigga, she's the fucking judge.
Oh, her credit score high then. Is she a judge?
If she a judge, she don't know shit about fucking credit.
Right. She I know just works. She just pay for everything
cash. Hold on. How's she a judge?
I don't know. Some people out here like that.
I know people with bread with terrible credit scores. Yeah. So that's real talk.
A judge, don't know credit?
She a judge, don't know credit, or she doesn't fuck with her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Her credit score. Right, well, then it probably
depends on what kind of judge.
And she bad as shit. She criminal. But nigga.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. That's that. Waiter, you more water.
So it's the paycheck for you.
Nah, you said criminal lawyer. I might need help.
For what? What the fuck are you doing?
A black man in America. I'm gonna need the assistance.
Nah, you can't fucking win all the time.
Take the W though. Take the W where you can. Like, officer, you don't want this smoke.
That
trust.
Nigga really got that though. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
So you want somebody with financially stable. That's what you more so looking for.
Yeah, but when you say judge though, it's a little different though. You know what I'm saying? I can try to help you.
You do realize if you was a Atlanta judge, you gotta cut all the thoughts off. Every last one.
I mean, I don't have no thighs.
Yo. Yo. What if she has ambition to be better? Like, what if she's willing to learn?
Oh, room for improvement. God, I love that. You know what I'm saying? Ambition, you know what I'm saying?
But you won't know that on the first date, though. Right?
It depends on why I'm out here.
This is the first date.
You know?
You don't know her. You know of her.
So what else should I ask? What should you ask? You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a job?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly. That's general stuff. One. That's what I was going to say. Just general question. Do you have kids? Do you have a job?
Do you have an OnlyFans?
You got a car? Yeah, you got a house?
OnlyFans, that's true, because you don't want to fuck with an OnlyFans chick.
Wait, why not?
Why would you want that on your conscience?
Why not?
What do you mean by not?
I guess maybe it depends on mess with her. Content,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
She's doing OnlyFans. Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with her doing OnlyFans?
It depends on what kind of content.
Yeah. If she doing feet, hands, and shit, all right, well, she out there full blown showing ass and titties, you know what I mean? Popping pussy and shit. Nah.
I mean, that's cool too. I'd be cool.
You would want that to be your baby?
No. Where you making that from, yo? It's the first date.
But he didn't call the waiter for that. Keep that in mind.
Yo, word, right?
Oh, man.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're doing some porn star, like star type stuff on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you getting actually pounded by something? Nah.
What about stripper?
That's cool.
All right.
Okay, so you cool with her pussy on the web,
yeah,
doing all that, but you draw the line with her getting pounded by a nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nigga.
Nah, bro.
I mean, Money Show, Show It All. You know, Show It All. Go ahead.
That sound like an old school.
Listen, Show It All. Sound like he would have been at them Diddy parties.
Let me see. That would have been bank good. Statement. You know what I'm saying? Let me see
Nigga, my
you made that much? How many zeros is that? That's 6 zeros. Show more, so show more, show more.
You cool with the financials. That's your thing, is the financial part.
That's what you care. But ain't you, if a man, ain't a man supposed to provide though?
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, do you really care about a woman's money?
Honestly. I care,
seriously.
To a certain extent though, you know what I'm saying? Because if I do fall short, I just need a little backing.
Right, that's understandable.
I think dealing with a broke bitch is ghetto. That's ghetto with shit, bro.
Yeah. No, for real.
Y'all, if you, like he said, if he fucked up and she fucked up, what are you good to each other for?
Y'all niggas just fucked up together. Fuck that.
I mean,
I don't need you. Right.
We both can't have no ambition.
So I want to say something else though, 'cause now I feel like I need to revamp my answer.
Oh, go ahead. You know, like,
so we on a first date and we asking questions. I mean, I think a real good question all men need to really know: what are you looking for? What do you expect from me or from this situation to blossom into?
Well, she doesn't have an answer.
I mean, that's real. I can't. I gotta take that though, right? But I feel like most women, that's the difference between us men.
I expect, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she hits you with an I don't know.
But most women usually they know. Just like how we know off rip if we want to fuck. Like, they know off rip is, what do I want from this man?
Right.
You know, like, he seems like a good guy that could be in a relationship. He seems like he may be a good father. Oh, shit, that's hubby. You know, they know those things. We just stop going to get some ass on the first go round. Yeah.
That's very true. Because my first question is, you suck dick.
Wait, what?
God, you lying, bro.
You're not saying that on first date, bro. That's worse than my credit score.
It's over with.
She gonna say, wait.
It's over with.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
It's over with.
What you saying on first date?
That's disrespectful. What am I saying?
Yeah.
It's a general shit. You got kids. How is your living situation?
Okay, living situation.
You know what I mean?
Like, who you live with?
Oh, that's major.
Yeah, that's a major thing.
So many women out here that's fucking, what is it, homosexuals, ain't got nowhere to go and shit. Mm-hmm. Sleeping from girlfriend to girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. Well, Cardi B say they down in Miami for to a room.
Yo, see what I'm saying?
Hey, what's your living situation? I mean, because I don't want you to be like, oh, I still live with my baby dad and shit like that. You know what I mean? Which, that's not a problem.
Fuck it ain't.
But at the same time, he said the fuck it ain't.
She's still living with her baby dad. Like, she's still getting slammed, which goes back to his point. Like,
exactly.
All of this shit loops together. Yeah, you're right. Really
the baby dad shit, and cut that.
Yeah. Which, and that baby dad shit go back to what I said earlier.
Exactly.
What is the situation with you and your kid's father?
How many kids she allowed to have?
She can have as many as she wants.
He don't believe in this shit. We had this conversation.
Are you serious?
He's not good with this.
No, I'm just asking. I just went by.
So you tell me it's an expiration date?
If she got 10 kids, you rocking?
Yeah. Okay. Is she a good person?
Right. Allowed to
Didn't
have.
Didn't I tell you before? Wait, you judge her character.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Allowed to have or personal
allowed.
Preference?
Ain't nobody allowed to have her, shit.
You met her with 10 kids.
Met her with 10 kids.
Oh, I ain't met her.
Not to sound like a dude, but if she got 10 kids, niggas ain't pulling out for a reason.
Niggas retarded, bro.
She might have some fire, though.
Oh, maybe I was the one who got. So let's just say, all right, let's say she got 3 kids and 2 baby dads. You still rocking?
That's a possibility. Her character.
Where the fuck are these kids at?
That she they all stay with her. Yeah, she got them all.
That means she's a good parent.
Does it? Is the grandma still alive?
What about if the baby dad ain't there?
If he come and take, if he take care of his kids over in his own spot, yeah, cool.
He unbummed him or that shit.
He got me.
So let me ask you, if your son came home with a girl like that, would you accept it?
I put him on game.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Whoa.
How old is my son? Oh,
he's fresh out of college.
Fresh out of college?
Fresh out of college.
Got a degree,
so
too.
He's like, what, 20?
So she's trying to come up on him. All right, I got to put him on game. I got to tell him. But he got to make his own decisions, but I just got to tell him.
Hold up. Wait. He fresh out of college.
Fresh out of college.
So he's like in his 20s.
About 20, 21.
And he's fucking with an older chick. obviously they
gotta
take care of.
It could be a girl. Girl,
what
age.
You mean?
It could be a girl.
Obviously,
age.
They start popping out kids like 13 now.
Nigga, I've been out the game. I'm freshly back in the game, nigga.
This is real life.
For real.
This 13-year-old pregnancy. 13, 14.
I wish my daughter would.
And not by rape.
Oh no.
And it's a girl from around the way. It's just that she wasn't in college with him. So, you know, he come home, he find out
they're around the same age?
Yeah.
Is she popping fucking kids out like that?
She got three kids by the age of, let's say she 21 or 22.
She a hoe.
Damn, why she a hoe?
She a hoe.
She got three kids by 22.
Three kids. Okay, all right. I thought he was still going off the 10 kids shit.
Nah, three kids by 22.
Three kids, not bad.
You know 22? What I mean? Your son, bring her home.
As long as she's financially stable and take care of her kids.
She got Section 8. She get welfare.
Yeah.
That's kind of stable.
I mean, that's government assistance.
It ain't financial.
But you don't want to stable. I mean, you don't want to be on that all your life.
That is facts.
That's true.
That is facts.
I mean, and my son going to have the mentality to not be on that. So
boom, he come home and with her.
I'm going to tell him not to be a fixer bitch. Don't play fixer bitch, nigga.
Why you say that? What's wrong with more than a woman?
You said what?
What's wrong with molding a woman?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just, if it takes more than a year and she's still in the same position that she's still in, nigga, dump her ass. Give it a try. If you don't see progression within that year or 2 years.
What's she trying, though?
That's fair.
Such as what?
What's she trying? Like, she's trying.
Yeah, what's she trying? Like how?
Like, what kind of progression you want? Like,
if her credit score is going up within those 2 years, that's progression.
So, like, she started at like 600, now it's at like 630 in 2 years. I mean, it's not the biggest jump, but
that's not good at all, nigga. That's opening a credit card jump.
I've never met two niggas so concerned about women's credit in my life.
No, this is different.
Y'all niggas is different.
No. That's that nigga. He's always been like that.
It's him, too. You know what I'm saying? As y'all can hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's him too.
It's a little bit.
Well, you got to think. I've been with the same woman with the same.
You like financial security, though. Time. You know what I'm saying? You like financial security. You just want to be secure. You know?
I'm the security. That's the fucking problem.
How about you, man? Better with your
name. I mean, look, bro, man. I don't know. I'm a general type of guy, so I'm going to ask you all the general questions, you know, but. As far as all them kids and stuff go, nah.
What's the max for you?
Max for me, probably. All right, it's two, but it got to be by one.
Two kids, one baby dad.
Right. It can't be two and two. Because I think about this, and I know it may sound extreme, but I think about the drama. Is he helping you taking care of these kids? You feel what I'm saying? How much is this going to hurt me financially? Because I know at the end of the day, that child is never going to be an asset to me. Your child, personally, if you know your biological, of course, it's gonna be an asset to you. But you don't. I say this all the time. You don't hear NFL players or NBA players shouting out stepdads. I mean, you might hear you got your Shaqs. You know, he shouts his stepdad out here and there, but it's not common. You know, you hear mama. Mama's normally the person that they shout out, stepdaddy. You know,
my stepdaddy whooped my ass. That's the stories you get.
I mean, mine's dead though.
I'm better for it.
But I don't call him stepdad. I don't call him stepdad, though. I call him dad. Because my mom was a single mom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where he stepped in at like, I was like two. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he basically seen me as his own. You know what I'm saying? And usually, like, it don't really happen like that.
But then
nigga, he really like, whatever his biological daughter and my sister get, I get. It's the same amount of love, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Even when it comes to like basketball games and stuff, he there every game.
He sound like a real one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I call him dad. You feel what I'm saying?
I struggle with that.
I didn't have a stepdad.
It's rare though.
I struggle with that. I got a stepdad that was in my life since I was three. Love him to this day. We just reconnected. I would call him dad every so often.
I say pops, but
I could count it on one hand. It always kind of felt forced, which is why I didn't want to do it, you know. But it was always love. And once I became an adult, I appreciated him so much more because you did what, realistically speaking, my dad didn't even want to do. And my dad was there, but not so much from what I can remember. He said he was, but to each his own, whatever. But I saw the nigga that I came home to see coming home from work every day. And that was my stepdad. So.
Mm.
know what I'm saying? But it was tough for me calling him dad when I still have a living dad.
No,
you know,
I saw.
Oh well, I ain't had it. That's probably why.
Shout out to all the real dads.
Okay. Have y'all ever said to your stepdad at any point that you're not my dad?
Yes, I have.
I did. But perspective again, you know what I'm saying? He had his living dad. Mm. I ain't know mine. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if I did know mine, I probably would have said something like that, getting mad. Like, you ain't my real dad. You know what I mean? I probably would have said something like that.
Bad ass kid. Fuck, man.
And that's what I mean, bro. Like.
I love how you double backed on that one, yo.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's just what it is. Like, and then, you know, I don't want to be spending all my money and then we break up and all that, and you know, all the stuff I done put into this child goes to waste. Like,
nah, see, look, I think we all talking about money. You see, I don't want to spend all my money on this child, you know what I'm
when
saying?
It comes to it, it's all about money.
Yeah, it
everything,
is
everything, nigga.
It is.
You ain't out here trying to find love, you're trying to find a fucking partner.
That goes back to the question I asked bro earlier. Do you care about a woman's money?
You do. See, you just say you do.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah. No, I don't. You say you didn't, but you do.
It's a it's a little bit. It's a both. Yeah, you money do have to bring something in.
You know what I mean? Money and partnership.
You gotta bring something in.
I ain't dealing no broke chick, man.
Yeah, you gotta bring something in.
Came too far in life to double back. You mess with a broke woman.
So how much of a percentage does she have to make? Compared to yours.
Compared to mine?
Yeah, so.
Shit.
Or even when it comes down to bills, like, is it a 70-30, 60-40, like, is it 50-50?
Bill-wise, I make sure the house is good.
Okay.
Say bill-wise?
Yeah. I make sure the mortgage, electric, you know what I mean? Shit, like, necessities. I just need, like, some fucking lunch money or some shit.
Some lunch money. Or lunch.
Like, buy the fucking food, cook it, and give it to me. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Make me feel comfortable. Make me feel worth something. Instead of just being a fucking worker.
What you mean?
I don't want to be needed. I don't want to be needed. I want to be wanted.
Okay.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
He sound like he's been in a long relationship before.
I've been 11 years marriage. Just divorce.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, I want to say that because this shit sounds so familiar. I'm like, this nigga talking my life.
Wait,
right,
are
we
clapping for his marriage?
For his marriage. Because that's rare. That's rare in the black community.
Are we clapping for the other thing you said?
Yeah, both.
We're separated.
Oh, no.
Do we still clap?
I'm saying, no. He made it sound so good when he said it, so I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful, you feel me? Because I know one out of four black women are getting married today, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
No word.
Even though they also are filing at an 80% divorce rate, but yeah.
That's that. Crazy.
Yeah, I've been married for 11 years. We're together for 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we just recently separated. We're growing apart. It's nothing. It's not like
it's life.
Fucked up. It's life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so it happens.
I feel you. Shit, I'm 14 years, almost 15 years knowing my wife.
Oh, word.
And been married since 2018, 19? One of the two, right before the pandemic hit.
Okay.
Yeah, I waited that out.
I waited that one out.
You had to make sure.
It wasn't even that, bro. We keeping it a buck. I was just super fucking young when I met my wife.
Like, that makes sense.
I was 20. I had my first son when I was 20, turning 21.
Yeah.
My wife was 27, turning 28. She had already had a house, had careers, all that shit. I was literally living with my mom, had a car note and a job.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to be a dad, to be honest. I used to tell people, I would look at my son like he was my little brother. Because I'm 20 with a fucking newborn. Like, this could be my mom's youngest kid. You know what I'm saying? But this is my young boy.
Dude, I'm glad I ain't had my son young. I probably would do the same thing. But I had a daughter young. So that's gonna make me grow up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was stepdad as soon as I met my wife. So
how many she had?
Two. So when we got together, I was what, 21, 22, something like that? And that was it.
Still a baby.
Still a fucking baby.
Yeah,
one thing I will give my wife credit for, she did allow me to grow up. Like, I partied heavy in my early 20s. while she home with my young boy. Now we lived together, so it wasn't like we was in two different houses. But if me and my bro was like, yo, we sliding downtown going to the club, she'd be like, all right, be safe. Because she knew you're young, live your life.
No, no, that wasn't mine.
No.
Nah, she was keeping you in the house, bro.
Fuck no, nigga. How long did it take for me to come the fuck outside?
It took years. We always outside. Me and Gang, we always outside.
Yeah.
Were y'all the same age?
She's 4 years older than me.
Yeah, roughly the same age. My wife almost got me by like 8, though.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that I was doing, she already did.
Right.
So she ain't want to deny me that.
Right.
That makes sense.
And I can respect that.
Yeah, not mine. So. That fucking chick was like, you ain't going nowhere.
Word.
Yeah, we finna suffer together.
She wanna let the boys be boys?
No. She didn't like none of my friends. None of them.
I ain't gotta like them for you to still.
That's what
like
I said
man.
To her.
No, that'd do it though. If she don't like your friends.
She don't like your friends. The only reason why she really didn't like my friends because we went to the strip club and I used to work there.
See,
but we went there to get chicken wings. I swear to God, we went
the
there.
To go
yeah,
wings.
But you can't say that though.
The fucking wings were banging.
It's true. But don't believe that.
But the only way that she found out is because fucking Carl messaged me and was like, "Yo, did you see the joint?" I was like, "Ah, nigga." She's like, "Right here," and I'm like,
"Damn."
She's like, "So you went to the Gold Club?" I was like, "Yeah, went there to go get chicken wings. Melvin wanted some chicken wings." She was like, "You didn't tell me." You blah, blah, blah. I didn't think I had to tell you. We just ordered it. Came the fuck out.
Damn.
Got in trouble for that. And ever since then, she hated the nigga. So.
Damn.
It was so when they came out. He came outside, though, with the bottomless mimosas, whatever it's called. That nigga drank. He got the bottomless joint. Like, that's nigga throwing them joints back. I'm looking like.
Your motherfuckers had me on some bullshit.
You was stressing?
Nah, he was drinking.
No, I wasn't stressing. And then he was
drunk. And then we were like, "Yo, you got to go home, nigga. Like, go home, nigga. You out here drawing now, nigga." And
nigga, I live in Maryland. And these niggas have me driving from Wilmington.
Damn. In your car, take a nap or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what Seth did. He sat in the car. The boy that
I thought he caught a. Okay, I thought he had an Uber.
Nah, he sat in the car. He jumped into the passenger seat with the car on. It was just
him
in the car.
Did he have shorty with him?
Nah, it was just him.
Oh shit!
He's in the car. He's sitting there, just dead.
Yo.
I see a boy. Wow.
Shit! In the state of New Jersey, you still get a DUI for that.
For real?
As long as that key in ignition, you can DUI. Now I don't know about if you in the passenger seat. That might be different.
Yeah, you did say the passenger seat.
That's probably why I did that.
But if you in the driver's seat and that key in, you could be asleep. The car could be on a radio mode. You still getting a DUI because the key is in ignition. I seen a judge roof a white girl in court for that. That shit was wild.
Wow. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, Boss J, man, can you do a reading for me, man?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Hold on, let me pull that up.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to rap it or nothing, man. Just do
it. I might start rapping it, though.
Nah, don't no rhythm or nothing. Just read it regularly, man. Just
read it like how Homeboy did it?
Yeah, because I heard it differently when I listened to the song, but then I actually read the lyrics just reading it, and I was like, oh, this is a wild song.
Okay, let's see. Are you ready for this?
Enjoy that.
Fucking kid. Pump, 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 it up. Pump, 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 pump.
This is fire.
Pump, 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 pump it up. Just boys.
Nigga.
Hey, yo.
Pump, 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 pump it up. We gonna do it like look, pump it up if you came to get, what the fuck is that crunk? Okay, crunk, with a dame and shit that's drunk, you came to get it on more than 5 O's in your bank, then get it on, roll up like that stank, and get it on, slank to fit it on, came to get it on. Hold up, she won't work that twerk that. Then again, let me hurt the murk that till you got it hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cuddle and we done. It wasn't worth that. Joey is responsible for bringing Jersey back and we bad, huh? She at the bar styling, just throwing it up. She drunk a little hypno, throwing it up, but I'm only dealing with freaks that want to cut. My, if you agree, I want nut.
All right, that's enough. Whoa, so for listening to the viewers right that don't know, this is the actual song, right?
Pump it up. Pump, 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 pump,
The song fire.
It's the beat.
It's me.
Bump it up, you came to get it drunk with a dame, a shit is drunk, you came to get it on. More than 5 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that thing to get it on.
When you like read the lyrics, people are like, what is this?
The beat tied together.
You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely the beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like, it made me realize that maybe us rappers really do need the producers, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, oh,
need the producers. So you gonna make beats, right?
Yeah. That shit's gonna be fire.
Listen, man, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make that whole fucking song.
Say pump, 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 pump.
Pump, pump it up.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I thought you were stuttering.
And listen, like, cause I ain't gonna front, like, when I write the lyrics, like when I write my lyrics or whatever, if I hear that in my head, yeah, like, I write on the paper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an ad-lib when I record it, but
right
on the paper is So when you see my lyrics, they'll say So if you just reading it without no beat, you be like, okay. Yeah, I said. Nah, that's a little, I just had to put it over
there. Is this some type of like nuance thing that they doing now? When, you know, when y'all doing y'all.
What you mean?
When, like, when y'all writing, like, this some type of nuance thing, like you just said, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, this is, did you used to do that before when you started rapping, or this is a new thing?
Oh, nah. So, like, when I actually started the penning, like, you know, freestyle is freestyle top of the head, you know what I'm saying? You whatever come.
Right.
But when I start writing songs, actually penning it, you know what I'm saying? I'm, in my head, I'm writing down exactly what I hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get that voice in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I hear my voice in my head say, or whatever, like, ad-lib, I write it down, you know what I'm saying? So when I go to record it, I like parenthesize it. So I know it's an ad-lib. That's how I write, you know what I'm saying?
All right, that makes sense.
So when I do my regular first track, that's just the bars, you know what I'm saying? I go back, hey, engineer, run it on the back, you know what I'm saying? Then we go over my ad-lib. So I'm going over my us and the, you know, all the extra background stuff, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen somebody do that before in person. That is the most disturbing, crazy looking shit I've ever seen.
Hey, yo.
Nick, it's nothing. Quiet. Yeah. Like,
it'd be weird.
Bro, it's no music. You just hear.
Oh, you hear it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga just be
so
in his
only
zone.
Person to get hear is the whoever got the headphones on. You know what I'm saying? But when it's done, though, when you hear it off all it's together.
Fine, so they like, used to record me while I was spitting this shit, and I would go back and do my ad-libs, and he would record me doing it.
Hey, yo.
And I would get so bad, but it was fucking hilarious. Though. Like, you don't know what's going on. Like, West Side nigga! What?
And it'd be dead silent. Like, the room be dead silent, you know what I'm saying? So you just see him doing that, and if you watching it on the video, you're like, what?
Yeah,
you might think he got something, like something wrong with him. You know?
But he's posting this shit on Instagram, nigga. So it's like niggas ain't hearing nothing but me screaming West Side or some shit, and it's like, like what the fuck is he doing? Is he good?
You know what I mean? Like, what's up with your man?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just thinking in my head. And it make you be like, man, I don't know, man. He ain't take his medicine today.
Nigga out here with Tourette's, bro.
Yeah, but that's my man's though.
But yeah, pipe down, Woody. I be in the studio. The studio is mad fun, dog. Like, well, I went to a session last weekend. Artist named August Moore. It was his session. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just came to show love. You feel what I'm saying? I was just flying the wall, chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But me and him was the oldest in there. Okay. So everybody else was like 20, 21. So, you know, they had the groupies with them. You know how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
We smoke. I caught contact. It's foggy in there, cloudy. You know what I'm saying? In the engineer room and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there chilling. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you want a drink? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I got my little coffee and water. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm too old for this.
Right.
Oh, man, don't do us like that. I said, you know, peer pressure is a real thing. Give me a shot. You know what I'm saying? Give me a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Get me going.
The artists nowadays, they like to do this thing called punch. So they don't write. So they'll freestyle 4 bars, like 4 lines, or 2 lines or whatever. Then they'll wait, have the engineer stop. All right, run me back, and then continue on.
Yeah.
Punch, run me back, punch, run. So that process right there alone, if you freestyle and you don't know what's right, it take about 1.5 to 2 hours to do 1 song. All right. That's a long time.
Heck yeah, that's a long
you know
time.
What I'm saying?
Fuck,
so,
you know what I'm saying?
So, just boom. So, I'm hell on. Man. I decided to get on the song with them, right? So, they started the song at, I'm going to say, 8 o'clock. No, it was like 8:30. The session ended at 10. I ain't touched the booth until I think 9:45.
What?
So 9:45 roll around, right? Doing all the punching and everything, you know what I'm saying? Adding melodies, all stuff. Put the headphones on. I said, the engineer's name, School. School, put me on. Beat came on.
Yeah.
1 minute, straight through. All right, I'm done. Headphones down. What the booth. They all looking at me like, how he do that? Like I was called, a god or something. You feel what I'm saying?
It's called writing, nigga.
No, it's the called fuck? Experience.
That too.
Y'all niggas was Rakim and Eric B.
Old nigga just killed that.
The old man.
The old nigga. Oh,
it's
shit.
Crazy too. I did have like work. I came with bars. The boy was doing the melodic, you know, the new melodic wave and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The ride waves and stuff. I went there with straight bars, like, you know what I'm saying? Like barred up. And get on out of there. You feel what I'm saying? I play for after the podcast. I don't know when he put a song out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just real quick. And I like take high. Like I don't know what the word is, but I like myself for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want
for
them
sure.
To see like
you mic drop basically.
Huh?
You mic drop.
Mic drop.
You mic drop.
Oh, mic drop. Yeah. Yeah. I mean not. Yeah.
Little ass niggas.
In my head.
Y'all took an hour and a half to do this.
Hour and a half to do this shit.
You know what I'm saying? But the finished product, though, even though it did take long, finished product was fire. Like, it was fire.
Did you go back and do your ad libs?
No, I ain't do nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, no. One take, that was.
Yo. All right.
One take, shit. You know what I'm saying?
No wonder why they were shot.
Yeah, one take, that was it, man. One take bar, 16 bars, no, it was like 20 bars, you know what I'm saying?
I did a track before with two of the homies, and that was, no, it was four of us? Four all together. I don't rap, but we had the funnest time of our fucking life, and it was a bunch, two of them could rap, me and Evan, nigga, I think he thought he could rap, but he was just as bad as me. And we did it, bro. Niggas was drinking. Niggas was mixing clear and brown.
Oh, wild, oh,
and just having a good. It was off the, was it Snoop, Bitches Ain't Shit beat?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody just did their whole spill.
Bitches
and it was
ain't shit, bro.
Funny-ish. And that beat go hard as shit,
it
though.
Does.
That be
does.
The best kind of studio session, though, for real. When everybody just, the beat go on. Nobody got nothing written. You know what?
And that's when niggas would hit. I see my boy, Damn. I laughed so hard.
We started out on a rock band break.
Oh yeah, we had like
rock band mic.
It was a video game called Rock Band.
I remember.
It came with a microphone, USB joint plug up to the computer. Quality was trash. You know what I'm saying? But at time, you know, you progresses, you get better and better. You know what I'm saying? But topic real quick, right? You know what I'm saying? So did y'all know the Pentagon is funding films?
What do you mean?
Like, they're literally funding films, like, sponsoring films.
I seen it in a YouTube video.
Like, army like films? What kind of films?
Certain.
Yeah, like certain movies. Certain films.
Yeah, you know certain army movies and shit dealing with, like, military shit.
They fund,
so basically, they're just
so like, what a, like, Saving Private Ryan, World War II, like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, they'll purposely fund a film so they can purposely put certain things in that film. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sprinkle a little truth in
there. Yeah, a little propaganda bit, in there, you know what I'm saying?
So, did they sponsor the new movie that's dropping?
Which one?
Is it World War II?
Oh, you're talking about Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
Probably.
I just seen a preview of
that. Yeah, that's
on the I feel like that movie's about to be at the worst time, because however this presidency election
this
can
is the
go,
worst time I had that joint.
Yeah, do not give nobody no ideas. Like, you need to check that preview out. It's crazy.
I'm going to go check it out.
As soon as I seen that shit out, I saw it. MAGA, I guess.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
They're trying to start some shit. I mean, this is one way of doing this. Hey, look, we're funding it. Put this in there.
Dog, you think the cargo ship crashing into the bridge?
I'm tired of that shit.
Who think it was a conspiracy or accident?
No, nigga, it was an accident. It was a fucking accident.
But how?
Niggas is talking about, all right, so the boat lose power. I work in construction. Okay. So when steel is under pressure, it explodes. And plus, it had electricity on the bridge for the lights and everything. So once the ship fucking broke and the ship went down, the pressure made it explode. It looked like a little explosion because, for one, you had live wire and still combusts under pressure.
Yeah.
That explains the explosions on the fucking bridge that they're saying that they seen. Because once you hit the shit, now, I mean, it's a trickling effect. It's a fucking bridge.
That shit came down quick.
It's quick because that shit was fucking literally thin.
Yeah, but I didn't know how big a cargo ship is until I actually researched it.
Cargo ship's huge, huh?
Nigga, I thought the, you know, the joint, the cargo joints that be on top of the joint?
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
Nah, nigga.
There's a whole fleet of cargo inside the boat. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
I used to work at the ports in Philly and in Delaware, the joint of Newcastle. They big, bro. Niggas die even loading them joints sometimes. Like, securing them in, niggas fell off the boat and drowned.
Inside, you know, there's big-ass fucking doors on the ship that they put the thing inside, too. It fills the entire fucking ship.
So, I mean, yeah, they was putting the things, they putting the containers in the ship. I said, what the fuck?
And then they also got, like, ships that haul salt and shit. I mean, they fill that motherfucker.
Sacks of sugar and shit like that. Cars. Like,
crazy cars.
I loaded up the car ships. Them junk's crazy.
Yeah, my my ex-father-in-law, he works at the dock, and he sends me fucking pictures all the time about chargers and shit. Bitch.
Them junk's big, though, dog. I ain't really that. So my thing is, like, controlling that joint, gotta be hella tough. You know what I'm saying? So... if the power did go out, which it went out a couple times,
nah, I mean,
you're not going to be able to control that joint for a minute.
It's a complete accident if that's what happened. Know what I mean?
They said they gave out a few Maydays before it actually hit, which saved even more lives.
Yeah, so the bridge wasn't active. It had construction workers on it that was working on the bridge. Know what I mean? But they sent the Mayday out for them to shut the bridge down. I don't understand why the construction workers were still on the bridge. If they shut it down, know what I mean? But that's the only part that I don't understand.
That goes back to what we said earlier with the, because there's three or two immigrants, not immigrants, maybe the Mexican homies from South America doing a job that nobody wants to fucking do. Construction on the bridge in the middle of the night because it was like 1 a.m.
No English properly.
Enough.
Yeah. Their translator probably paid, did and ran off. You know what I'm saying?
The motherfucking Mexicans in construction, them niggas get paid.
Yeah.
Paid.
Now, you know what else got me questioning it, though, dog?
Manage their money perfectly. That's the thing.
Now, I'm having questioning it, dog.
They do be deep in the house.
Got a million niggas in the house, bro? What? We all good, Poppy.
Not for real.
You right.
They do, dog. They stick together.
Yeah, they stick together. Niggas don't. Not all of us.
Nah. They're forced to stick together because it's literally them against everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, white America. They love Taco Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo. Outside of that, build that wall. Tequila.
Fucking bastards.
You know what I'm saying? But realistically speaking, I don't necessarily want to say black people aren't like that. We may not be like that anymore, but niggas always forget about Black Wall Street. Like, we were doing too good for white America. So they shut that shit down quick.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a perspective thing, too, because when I went down south, I went to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? All the black people were sticking together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But why it seems like it's just the south, though?
It might be just up north.
Different
shit.
Areas, shit. Yeah.
It might be area.
Everybody up here is like, was it crabs in the borough, right?
Yeah.
But the real question is, why are we in the borough?
Yeah.
You get out the borough.
Don't nobody want to see call nobody, you know, doing better than them.
If you work together, you know what I mean? Boom.
Nah, but listen, back to the ship joint, right? I thought it was an accident too, but it had me questioning though when they said it's going to take them a decade to rebuild the bridge. I'm like, a decade? Because you know, China doing their joints are like months. Girl,
I watched China knock down a passive bridge. You know what I mean? One of the bridges, it had a road underneath it. That shit in 52 hours.
They different.
Dang.
52, knocked it down, cleaned it up. Put the shit back.
I don't see 10 years, but I know you definitely got to remove the old remnants of the old bridge and then rebuild it.
Yeah, 10 years with the current technology we have now compared to when the bridge was first built.
Right.
It should take no 10 years. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, what they're going to have to do is take the water out of there.
Oh, that's how that work?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Out of the area though, right?
Yeah, they got to put cylinders in the water. Well, first they got to take the old concrete out. They got to put cylinders in the water, pump that water out. Know what I mean? And then pump concrete in. to build the cylinders back up to hold the bridge.
The new structure.
The new structure.
I always wonder how they did that. Like, they just drop shit in the water. Shit's just amazing.
That's what I thought, too. They just drop shit like, in the water.
Like, you separate like, the whole
like,
river?
Oh, like, they got divers going in there. That's what I thought. I thought divers was going in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nigga, hold that shit up.
Divers, oh, is divers going in there?
Divers go in to check it and everything, blah, blah, blah. And then they put cylinders in to where they're going to put the concrete in at, pump the water out of that. Okay, but the problem is you got to have the cylinders high enough for when you pump the water, it doesn't come the fuck back in. And
pump,
then
pump,
you
pump
put concrete in there. Yeah. Bro, we separated the Brandywine River, put concrete in that motherfucker. That shit was fun.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, we had, I had some, because I drive a concrete truck. Okay. So I had some pretty, pretty odd jobs. I had to put the concrete truck on the river.
So that's one of the joints that fell in the river. On that joint, so you see, well, you know firsthand, that truck probably heavy as fuck.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah, 80,000 pounds, bro.
Shit, that's a fucking whole semi with a trailer.
Yeah, bro.
That's a concrete truck by itself, fully loaded, 80,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So then they said this cement truck went down. I said, it's a wrap for that nigga.
Like, oh, you're talking about the one out
on the bridge, yeah. They said, yeah, a guy on a cement truck was on the bridge and that shit fell. I said,
I saw a video of this. It's telling you how to survive a bridge collapse if you're in your car. So this girl was like telling everybody how to survive, right? Like, yeah, you gotta, when a car leans forward, you gotta kick the window. When the water pressure hits it, kick the window. And I said, all right, well, what if
bitch, how do you know? Nah, did you do it before?
I said, so what if the structure falls on your car? Then what?
You fucked.
Yeah, the fuck.
What do I do next?
So I seen something like that. The drawing I seen was you keep the windows up. Take your headrest out. Use the metal prongs. Hit the back window because it's built to shatter. And then go out that way. The thing that kind of fucked me up is, though, the water is going to pour in the car, but I guess it depending on how far you are from that window, it's going to pour in, and you may have enough time to jump, like push yourself out as it's pouring in.
See, my thing, I got tent. You know, tent.
It's a glue.
How do I break this?
He gonna break that shit. That tent gonna wrap around his face.
Dang, dog.
Yeah, tent's a glue. You're fucked.
Yeah, it's over with.
That's on crazy, but not a question, right? So you got 2 weeks in hell, right? Heaven or hell, right? Or $1 billion.
Do I get to choose?
Yeah.
Between heaven and hell.
Wait. So you said 2 weeks in. Say it again one more time.
All right. I probably worded this on way wrong.
They definitely did, nigga, because that's three choices right there.
That is three choices.
I just heard that.
Oh, okay, all right. You can spend 2 weeks in heaven or hell, or $1 billion. Which one are you choosing?
First of all, a nigga that chooses hell, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Just saying.
Not for real.
There's something definitely wrong with that nigga.
Can I do a plot twist with that, though? He knows me enough to know I like to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing, bro.
So, if I did choose the two weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Just to go see how niggas that belong in hell doing. Like, this is how y'all... you living down here. That's right.
I ain't going front.
What up, Hitler? What you doing down here, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
I think about it, though, because, like, that $1 billion, but... I get to spend 2 weeks to see what's going on, what really happened when I die, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm really going to go? I'm asking, hey, my name on that list?
There's certain niggas you might want to see. Like, did you really do that? Like, I need to know this shit.
I mean...
You really curious about that?
I'm not curious about that. I want the money.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like you're never going to live long enough to spend a billion.
That's not the goal.
Go to my kids. Fuck
you. Yeah, thank you. That is.
But then you enable them. Look, with that whole thing, you enabling them to be little dickheads. Like,
they're already dickheads now.
Well, I'll leave it to my dickheads.
Look. You said, fuck these broke dickheads. We leaving rich dickheads.
Hey, I'm with you, dog.
Nah, I don't know that. So, me personally, I would do the heaven part for two weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not really moved by money. I say that because I lost.
I mean, I'm not moved by money, but it sounds a lot better.
But look, I'm going to tell you why, though. So I lost a son. Like earlier when you said you got me beat by five, I technically had five kids. I lost one. It's good, bro. So when I lost my son, I started looking at life from a different perspective that money couldn't give me what I wanted back, right? So when you start thinking like that, you kind of like, well, fuck money. Like if I can't get the one very thing I want back in the world, then this shit really ain't nothing anyway. This is a man-made thing that makes us, it literally drives us to do shit. This is crazy when you think about it. There's women out here selling their body for a fucking piece of paper with a white dude on it.
Right.
That's wild.
The white dude.
Yeah, not for real.
You don't think about the white dude on it.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just wild.
Yeah, Obama ain't on it.
Shoot. I'm just keeping it a buck with you.
God,
like,
damn, now I feel bad about my ass.
So, like, it's true people that was near and dear to me that if I could spend, it don't even got to be 2 weeks. Give me 2 hours with my son.
See, I didn't even think grandpa, of that shit, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
I would definitely spend the time with my dad.
So I'm going.
You right, bro. Yeah. I probably would.
2 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you put it like that and shit, now I mean, yeah. This, and you're visiting, right? You're coming back.
Yeah. I mean, shit. If you go in there, yeah.
I'm getting some questions though. I got a lot.
But what if you don't?
I could get so much knowledge up there.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But what if you don't go there?
First thing I'm asking is Steve Jobs.
Are you going to both places? Are you going both heaven and hell?
Yeah. You got
on a joking note. Hold on. So you have to go to heaven and hell. Or the billion. Well, you know that's probably a better question.
Question, right?
That's a better question.
Like, you got to do both, you gotta or, do the
both
money.
Or the money.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll still do it.
So 2 weeks in heaven and hell, or 1 week each?
Yeah.
So 1 week, but or the billion.
Okay, 1 week in heaven, 1 week in hell, or the billion. Okay. All right. I don't want to go to hell, nigga. But I have to go.
You got some interesting people there.
That's so fucking weak in hell.
Because not everybody you know, it's probably people you like celebrities. They probably went to hell. Like, right. Keep it a buck with you.
Man,
it's a lot of fucked up people. And it's
not for real.
Like, did you really do what they said you did? Like, you know?
Like, hell, you was cutting niggas' knees off and putting on their fucking forehead? Yeah, like for real, man? Like,
And
you go back
Jesse first time looking for it, for real.
Them old Roman times. Where did you really bury that fucking money at? That pirate ship money. Like,
I
need to know these things. Right. I'm already here. We're already in hell.
Yeah. First person I'm talking to, straight up, listening.
You ain't going to get the answer, though.
I'm talking to Steve Jobs.
What do they have to lose?
I'm talking to Steve Jobs. You're in hell. Steve Jobs, my first go-to. Yo.
Yo,
where do you think he's
where
at?
Where is he at?
I'm going to both places. You know what I'm saying? So right. I'm gonna find him.
Either way, we're running to this.
I'm gonna run to him. You know what I'm saying? I need to know. Hey, what was gonna be your next move for Apple? You know what I'm saying? I need that all the information and all that because I'm about to.
Right.
I got a question. You know what I mean? Everybody, we're gonna naturally assume the people I'm about to ask are in heaven, wherever we realistically know they're not. Whatever. All right. So we all visit in heaven.
Yeah.
You can meet a pair of people. You can meet Tupac and Michael Jackson, or you can meet Prince and Biggie. Which one you meeting in heaven?
God dang.
Damn, man. You
Biggie my homie, but man. I'm going to go with Tupac and Michael.
Me too. I'm with you.
I'm going with Prince and Michael.
No, it's
Tupac and Michael. Or
Biggie and Prince.
Shit. Biggie and Prince.
Biggie and Prince.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm more of a Biggie fan. You know what I mean?
So you're dead with Prince just because you fuck with Biggie?
No, I actually
that's what I'm doing. I'm dealing with Pac because I deal with Michael. Yeah. You know
it's Prince that threw me off.
Butter, I make niggas think, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
because I like Biggie better. I like Biggie. If I had to choose between Biggie and Pac, I would choose Biggie. But
Mike had classics. Yeah,
exactly.
Nigga, so
that's what messes it all up.
Yeah, that fucked damn you, nigga.
Yeah.
So, you might as well just deal with Pac, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Deal with Pac, man.
I feel like, Biggie was more like the get your dancing type bullshit, you know what I mean? Pac was
girls.
More lyricist.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a difference.
I think Pac would be more fun to hang with, though, if I'm being honest.
Only real shit, I think so, too.
No, yeah, for sure. You know, I have fun.
Yeah, like, his ultimate, and this is the least gangster song he ever put, but I swear to you, this was my theme song. I get around. I be doing that fucking dancing shit.
Nah, for real.
Bro, that's my favorite Pac song.
I can see the video in my head right now.
Nah, for real. I think 20-year-old me will want to hang with Pac. 30-plus-year-old me want to hang with Biggie because Pac going to get me shot. He gonna be drawling,
but I also want to ask him about the party.
I want to shoot at the police. Everything.
Yeah. Like, look, I want to ask Pop
that thug life. You know what I mean, Biggie on that time. You know what I'm saying? He just served some weight. That was it.
Yo, was it worth it? Do you really think turning into this thug life version of yourself was worth your life on Earth? Because there's so many different levels of Tupac that everybody sees. And you hear people that was cool and it's like, yo, he had so many different tiers and levels to him. But the one he stuck at the most was that thug life shit. So, he put all that activist shit kind of to the side. You know, that Brenda's got a baby caring about women shit to the side. Their mama. Like, it's weird when you think about Pac because He was all of those things and more, but he's more so remembered for the fuckery.
Wasn't Tupac a Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
What was that?
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So
it
was Kendrick. Kendrick Gemini.
But I definitely want to meet Mike, though. Yeah. I grew up off that nigga.
That's the thing. Like, Mike had the hits, and so is Prince. I mean, I fuck with Prince. Don't get me wrong. I still fuck with Prince.
Yeah.
I think Prince was the original Diddy.
Well, who you like better, Prince or Michael? That's the problem right there. You see how you just did that?
Yeah. I can't choose.
Right.
I can. Mike.
Oh. Mike.
Mike. Bro, it's Mike.
It's Mike, bro. It's Mike. I love Prince. Don't get me wrong.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, yeah, bro. Mike just touch you in a different. Yeah. You know.
Not like that though. Pause.
Yo, nah, real talk.
Mike had more hits.
It's just performance.
100%.
Who had a better performance?
Though. Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what took over
the
top.
I couldn't get past Prince doing all that feminine shit, though.
Yeah.
And then you get women, oh, no, he had so many girls. Most gay niggas run with a lot of bad bitches. Oh, no, he was doing all this freaky shit. The nigga wore assless chaps. Like, what nigga was doing this? Like,
yeah. Why you had to bring that up, though?
It's the truth. Like, yo, and they was like, he wasn't gay. I'm like, yo,
that's
gay
why I couldn't do it.
He was bi, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do your thing to each his own.
I think he was bi.
But I hate when motherfuckers paint him out like he was the straightest nigga on this earth. Get the fuck out of here.
I know it was some. Yeah, it had to be.
If Prince was straight, so was fucking Little Richard.
Yeah, Prince was definitely at Diddy parties. Come on.
He's the original Diddy party.
He was at Diddy party.
I said that like let me clear the
record. Hey, hey, at the beginning of the podcast, there's a disclaimer. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta let that rock. Yeah,
yeah, I mean. But nah, listen, we're gonna get to the motherfucking part. Name that sample, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So this song right here is Bobby Storm featuring Friday and Dream Doll, right? Now it's a sample. You gotta figure it out. Let me know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play like. 30 seconds of it.
Dream. Money flowing, but we all still struggling. Yeah. Day one stabbed me in my back, still recovering. Uh-huh. Lies on their lips, call them out, they get stuttering. Yeah. Stare in your face, even swear on they mutter them. Mm. Yeah, all that glitters and gold. Trust me, it's the same pain when you cry in the road. Don't let things be the thing that you love, that's flawed. And them people could leave, but we still got God. Yeah.
Y'all know what it is.
I'm going to take an educated
guess. How about you look over here?
Can I take an educated guess? Because I don't really like looking at the screen because I'm right here. So if you notice, I try to look this way.
Yeah. Nah, you
so
good.
He drank his water like this.
I don't know the song per se, but it sounds familiar. Is it a Nipsey Hussle song?
No.
That's all I heard.
It's Westside, though.
It's definitely a West Side.
I mean, I'm
song.
On the right.
It's definitely West Side.
I'm on the right side, though.
Can I get it if it's a his or her? Can you tell me that? If it's a girl or boy?
It's a dude.
Okay, all right, cool.
The original?
Original.
Okay.
All right. Damn, man. That
definitely sounded like
it's not a lot of hot West School guys I know that I know personally. Like.
He never said it was hot.
Oh, wait, you know the original? Mm-hmm. You know the original.
Which original you're talking about?
There's one famous one that everybody know.
I'm just gonna say Game. You know, I'm just gonna say Game.
Huh?
You know, that's Nate my Dog. Guy.
Huh?
Nate Dogg. Well, Nate Dogg's in it. Ain't that's Too Short. My guy too. Too Short.
Yeah, you know what? I should have said that because it do sound like Too Short.
It's Too Short.
You might be right. I think you're right, bro. I think you're right.
Oh shit.
It is.
Is that the original?
Like the original.
Regulators. The white guy had the
regulate
original.
Regulate any student on his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street.
No, this joint. Yeah.
Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
Yeah, that's it.
Mount up. It was a clear black night. A clear white
night. Warren G, Nate Dogg.
I had Nate Dogg, motherfucker.
So let's go to the original, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nipsey Hussle didn't do nothing off that song?
Yeah,
this
more slow.
And Michael McDonald, you know what I'm saying?
Just make one snap.
This a banger, dude.
You know, my grandpa Flip used to do this when he used to snap his finger and tied his leg and shit.
Yeah. I can't forget when I'm in love anymore.
I can't forget. Classic right there, you know what I'm saying? right, this one right here, right? Doja Cat, right? Paint the Town Red.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's mine.
I actually like this song too.
Yeah, the beat. Yeah. For sure.
And I don't even like her like that. She weird as shit.
Oh, very weird.
But she be barring niggas up though. I ain't going for her.
Yeah, she make music.
Yeah, bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head.
Does she do a lot of black songs though? Mm-hmm. I don't know her for making like hits, like hip hop hits.
Yeah,
Her last album was the actual rap album.
Right. You know what? I got a question, bro. Do you think pop is going to take over hip hop? Because it seems like that's what's starting. Okay.
Yeah, it has. Like it was a time where rap was that leading genre, like number one genre. Ain't no more.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no more.
Okay.
Nah. We don't sell.
Get the fuck.
We don't sell like that. I mean, the old hit acts sell. Not old hits, but the old school acts, they still sell. They selling out arenas and stuff.
Yeah.
The new acts like the Moneybag Yo and all them, they can't even sell out
arena.
Yeah.
Like damn. They couldn't do like Wells Fargo.
Yeah, they can't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? I had to cancel some shows.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Not really that good though.
You know what I'm saying? So it's cool for the new rap is. The new rap is cool for the
streams,
like
streams and TikToks and the short. That's why the song is like 2 minutes long now.
Right,
it's for the short attention span. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to old school rap or actual hip hop artists that still rap, they doing three verses.
These new
ones only like you might get two verses.
Sucks.
You get an intro.
I missed the storyline.
Verse.
I hate
chorus.
It.
Bridge. Chorus. Done. Song done.
I just don't get it.
Fucking 4 hours to do that bullshit.
right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I extended it. The song is longer now. The song is like 3 minutes now.
Most of it
was his bars.
Yeah, right. Because you said what you put. You say you put 16 on that. Right?
I put 20 on that.
20. Yeah, come on. That's not normal. That's not regular.
A minute and 30 seconds. He did the remaining 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I ain't going front.
Yo.
I had to think about it. Yeah, I really had like a whole like 3 minutes worth of bars, but I'm like, I can't do that because this is a song they're going to push.
Right.
It has to be short. You know what I'm saying?
This
like,
it's going to be his song featuring them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You can't, you know what I mean? With the business and all that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all sample that, you know what I mean?
I don't know the sample of that one.
Can I say an underrated rapper who I think he's pretty good? He's probably never going to go far in his career, but he had a TV show too. Lil Dicky.
Oh yeah.
Like he did.
He's good.
Yeah,
the show good.
Like,
yeah,
he actually
can rap.
He nice.
Yeah, I think he's transitioning more to that like
TV show. Yeah, right. That's what because he says what he really wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That show funny.
The rap helped him get in.
Fuck.
The door, right.
You know
it's
still
the
up?
Opportunity.
I think they might be on Hulu. Season 3.
Yeah, season 3. Yeah.
That show. You ever seen that shit?
Nah, but I hear about it. I gotta check it out though.
That show funny.
Show my man some love because I do like Lil Dicky, for sure.
So this joint, Diane Warwick, you know what I'm saying?
Welcome by.
Oh, this is the original?
This is the original.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry.
Oh, no, I have heard it.
It's the Isaac Hayes joint, ain't it?
Walk on by.
This from 1964.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes did one, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the original.
I believe that you don't see the tears.
Yo, son,
just
you.
Are you
following that thing on Instagram? I sent you?
No.
That makes the beats and shit?
Nah.
Makes the songs? Oh, because so you got that shit from her.
Damn, I got no service.
Because that's my cheat code. I watch all the
Oh,
videos.
So you know she knows one then?
The next one?
Yeah, J.I.D. Surround Sound.
Right. I know I can't afford
this. Yeah, this sound real familiar.
The fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happen to blow, it makes a round sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town down. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns. I done came back around like a nigga selling crack and pounds. I got a bag
now. You know sample word? Y'all know sample?
I don't,
but it's from, I don't know, but I've heard it like a lot.
I think I should have heard it. Aretha Franklin.
Yes. That's why I said I heard it a lot, like.
I didn't want to say the wrong name.
Yeah, it'd be disrespectful, right?
Only one step ahead of
That music was different back in the day.
Oh, man. It was so organic, dog. So organic.
Organic. It's had a storyline.
Yeah, I was listening to some Aretha Franklin right here. I ain't
pure, bro. Look at that pureness. To be the same old fool for
you I used to be. Yeah, that sample of it's crazy. How, who, I don't know who made that beat. One step ahead thing with that. Ahead of your eyes. You know what I'm saying? I got one more for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Y'all should know this one, though. I mean, it's a popular song right now. It's going to be probably song of the summer. You know what I mean?
Gotta find my joint up on this bitch. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. Three times. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. I'm a hoe through
thrones, nigga. I'm a hoe. You don't hear it?
I hear it.
I know, I know this beat. I know the old school beat.
I can't get the fucking
the artist name out. Yeah, my dad used to play the song. Boom, 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 boom. I think it's a '90s song too.
It's Rodney O and Cool Joe Cooley, Everlasting Bass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bass. Rodney O.
Sound like some breakdancing shit. Niggas start pop locking.
Yeah. Diddy mixing the hell out of that thing too, man.
Hold on, I got one more for you. I found this morning. I forgot about.
The bass that's in your face, show enough shrugs your face, just like you got sprayed by a can of mace.
Was that in the '80s or '90s?
Like was I right? 80s?
That sound like 80s.
It do, yeah, saying? You know what, you right. I think it is 80s. It sound more like a 80s.
That was definitely 80s.
So this song got sampled. I didn't even know it was sampled, though. I thought Lauryn Hill was singing this.
Yeah.
I found out it was a sample. I said, is this not her word? Singing my life with his word. I ain't know neither.
Yeah, right.
I heard that original. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. It's a black lady to sing it, right? Yeah, I heard the original.
Yo, yeah, yeah. This is why. That John crazy, because I saw a video of Michael Jackson as a kid, or black Michael Jackson singing it. And I'm like, hold up, how do you know these words? I thought it was AI at first.
Word? Is it the lady who sang, what the fuck? Her daughter is the chick for some SNL. That light-skinned lady who be playing... Beyonce on SNL. Her mom was a singer. Minnie Rimbleton? Is it her?
Nah.
I know the black lady this who sang the original though.
Yeah, Roberta Flack.
It's like a real old school. Your grandma was definitely listening to this.
1973.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
Dang.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Word for words. Killing me softly
with his song. I always thought that was Lauryn Hill, dog.
I did too.
That's
not her voice.
Oh, that's some bullshit. My whole life's a lie.
Yo, that just killed mine.
my whole life's a lie.
Dumb, bro. Shit.
Cause you know Lauryn Hill got that deep voice too.
It's on a bop though. I ain't going front that bop. Yeah, man. But yeah, Roberta Flack killing me softly with his song. Listen to you. Y'all want to go and tap into that joint right there. You know what I'm saying?
You ever hear that Eddie James, John, and Beyonce did for that movie Cadillac Records? She did a John, and Beyonce sung that John, and Beyonce sung the fuck out of that John.
Beyonce album last episode, man.
Eddie James was pissed, but it's like two different eras and shit.
Right. Last episode talking about Beyonce, because you know she the country John or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She got something called Jolene, which is Dolly's Parton song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I was talking to my wife about this. I couldn't figure out what the new drama was, but I kept seeing Beyonce, and I kept hearing people say, "I'm not Dolly Parton." But I didn't know what they were talking about until you just mentioned
it. Because she had Dolly Parton on there, on the album, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, Dolly approved of it, you know what I'm saying? After hearing it, I'm like,
because Dolly got a check.
I'm just so used to the Jolene that Dolly's saying that. Mm-hmm. So fire. But Beyonce did her little twist, you know what I'm saying? It's okay, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But she was cool with it, though. Dolly was cool with it.
So it's not about...
I say listen to it first. Right. It ain't to me, but I'm so used
some
to the
some Jones. She do this art like she did the Frankly Beverly and Maze Jones, the one yeah. Every black fucking block make party.
Happy.
Yeah.
I say listen to it. I'm okay though. I'm definitely musically okay. You know
I
mean,
you should choose your words wisely. The Beehive will definitely shut this podcast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's why I said the album great.
I mean, the last episode might get me in trouble.
Oh man, the album great. You know what I'm saying, but. You know, about to get to Lost Your Tracks, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna go with Meek Mill, Respect the Game, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. Big bag, got him big mad. A nigga get into some money in his bitch bag. Jumping out the Rolls truck with the temp tag. I'm getting money, I don't get mad. Ask a nigga in my hood, he gon' set it on stamp. And when them situations came, I came out like a champ. When it was pouring down rain and I came out of a dent. But now it's champagne showers when we poppin' the champ. We the dollar fast and they traps. Niggas can't be us cause they rats. Stand tall, point a finger, never that. I knew a nigga had it all, went to the bin and get it back. That's why I'm humble as ever, and I rumble whatever. Don't chase hoes, cause they come with the cheddar. I see my man girl start acting bougie when he fucked up his cheddar. Before you knew it, niggas was fucking her better. I knew about it and I wanted to tell him I felt funny as ever. But when I told him, he went running to tell her. Damn. Remember I was down bad, I'm talking under the cellar. None of Rolls Royces come with umbrellas for the rain and all the pain that we've been through. If you don't feed your wolves, they gon' put you on the menu. That's why I be with family and some bulls that I've been through. If money determine loyalty, we cut you with a ginsu and all go against you, facts. Rule number one, never count your homie pockets thinking you deserve it. Rule number two, never trust a bitch that'll fuck you for some purses. Rule number three, say you sign that money shit, you better stop splurging. Cause when it's all said and done, and you back at the bottom, they gon' treat you like you worthless. Respect the game, fuck the fame. We millionaires, fuck you watching Lil Chain. Niggas disappear quick as Lil Zane. You feeling yourself, I know you got a little lane. Just hold your composure, I seen this shit happen over and over. That couple hundred thousand holding you over. That ain't real money, that's bill money. Buy a rollie, get a will money. Catch a case, pay a lawyer, take a deal money. Now you tapped out, ain't got no appeal money. Calling home like niggas done did you wrong. But when you had that money, you could've put niggas on. In the moment that they put cuffs on you, your bitch was gone. Student at a game, I'm just ahead of my class. I'm that nigga, but I never got my head on my ass.
Respect the game, you feel me?
Yeah, fire, fire.
You know what I'm saying? What you got from good brother, you know what I'm saying? What's your joint? What you got from him? You gonna introduce it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The joint I was talking about?
Yeah.
That joint, Nothing to Me, on the Paper Route, Empire joint by Young Dolph.
Hey,
yo, band play. That's
that nigga.
Paper Route Frank.
Bam.
It's Dolph. These niggas ain't fucking with me. 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 I dropped the location, she pulled up in 30 minutes, now she sucking on me. Now I don't need nobody to do nothing for me, nigga, I'm busting for me. I went and got it and put my tax on it, nigga, I don't do nothing for free. Bitch, the double R truck sit in front of the mansion, I cashed out 400 G's. Bitch, you catch your body, I'm gon' pay the bill and the lawyer, there's nothing to me.
For real though,
I'm a rich nigga, I'm greedy as fuck, so I get what I want and I need.
For real though,
these niggas ain't fucking with me in 24 hours, sold 100 P's. These niggas ain't fucking with me, can't fuck with a dog, bitch, she give you fleas. Bitch, just a street nigga with millions on deck. Too many changes, shit hurt my neck. Courtside watching the Lakers and Nets. When I'm in the air, only time that I rest. I can't be tricking on none of these bitches. I'm with my grandma, count a meal on the jet. I can sell dope out any apartment in my hood, cause that's where they love me yet. These niggas ain't fucking with me. 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 These niggas niggas ain't fucking with me. These niggas ain't fucking with me. Nah, I dropped the location, she pulled up in 30 minutes, now she sucking on me. She got her own bag, she bad with a fat ass, she probably fucking on me. Maybe these bitches ain't nothing to me. These bitches ain't nothing to me. These bitches ain't nothing to me. These niggas ain't fucking with me.
These niggas ain't fucking with me. Came in the game knocking shit out Muhammad Ali. I stay fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Get my own style, it'll never be another me. Too much sauce, young nigga got the recipe. Bitch, big drip. Nah, I ain't lacking 30 shots in my clip. Hit him with the Drake, it gon' take a nigga limb. These niggas ain't fucking with me. I came in the game with the bag. Kept that on the bed, I'm still rap paper tag. Never going back, bro, left this shit up in the past. I ain't stopping for them boy, yeah, them cool too fast.
I'm gone.
Comment John Cena, cause these niggas can't see me. Not like these niggas, I'm alien. Yeah. Raw Empire. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to me. Hey, brother, what you got for him, man? What's your John?
Oh, yeah. This my good folks, G Code Living. You know what I'm saying? Salem, New Jersey. You know, show him some love. He been working real hard, grinding real hard. Me and him got an interview on my channel, YouTube channel. Don't forget that, Green Box Production. Go check out that interview. But this is one of his hottest songs out. If y'all like it, go tap in with him. Please go tap in with him.
It's right on.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell niggas never seen no money. I can tell niggas hate me more than they love me. I can tell this the best pussy that I'm fucking. I can tell niggas never seen no money. I can tell niggas hate me more than they love me. I can tell this the best pussy that I'm fucking. I can tell this the best dick in her stomach. I can tell when a nigga had nothing. I can tell when I turned that into something. I can tell every nigga around me a hundred. I can tell every nigga around you front. I can tell she already know how I'm coming. I can tell how I push it together like a puzzle. I can tell he had back door his own brother. I can tell he talk too much, he need a fucking muzzle. I can tell I flex too much, I strain my damn muscle. I can tell the streets dry, so I'm about to flood them. I can tell these niggas never had hustle. I can tell only Bill he know is Russell. I can tell he don't know that we on wrestle. I can tell he don't know I got it in my possession. I can tell he ain't know no better. I can tell it's too late, he gone forever. I can tell he never been high as me. I can tell he never been as fly as me. I can tell he never been behind a driver's seat. I can tell he never fucked a bitch and made a beat. I can tell you how much I make off repeat. I can tell you how to make a yearly salary. I can tell you how to do that in a couple weeks. I can tell the dick good and put her to sleep.
Yeah.
G Code Living. That's the name, G Code Living.
G Code Living.
I can tell.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And I like that because he put thought into a song, because you really got to say, I can tell what, at the end of every line, you know what I'm saying? So you actually had to think about, like, what can they tell? You know what I'm saying? Boss J, man, what you got for him, nigga?
Back to me.
Who that?
Yeezy.
Yeah?
Kanye.
I fell in love with you.
Man.
We fell in love with you. Guys, I guess just don't fly the fucking sky, you know?
Let's keep zoning, let's keep floating, let's keep moaning. Girl, I know that it ain't over. In the morning, you'll be running back to me. Heart was broken, I am frozen, now you're glowing. This is morning, just a moment. In the morning, you'll be running back.
This is shit that make rap niggas mad. Them think they cool niggas mad. Bad bitches more bad. You should've bought her more ass. Jella ad, tell me where we at. I put nerves on the map. Now this Urkel in your bitch. Did I do that? And beautiful big titty but naked women just don't fall like the sky, you know. Tell me how you know.
I've been searching high and low. And I can tell you one thing, beautiful big titty but naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know. Easy, how you doing, huh? Easy, how you doing, huh? Easy, how you doing, huh? Beautiful big titty but naked women just don't fall out the sky. Just don't fall out the sky, you know. Just don't fall out the sky, you know. And beautiful big titty but naked women just don't fall out the sky.
Dog, you know I had to let that sample up right when I first heard this song. I'm like, yo, what is this from?
Well, maybe you could definitely not me. You know how she is.
Nobody is fucking me, you guys!
Nah, didn't PD Crack do this beat
too? I don't know what I was thinking in that diner, but being that I've decided to go home and not to New Jersey, sorry for the inconvenience and goodbye.
You're breaking up with us? Who the hell do you think you are, lady? You can't just go around breaking people's hearts like that. I fell in love with you. We fell in love with you. Guys like us just don't fall the fucking sky, you know? Beautiful, naked, big-titted women just don't fall the sky, you know?
Yo, that's too funny. Is that a movie clip or something?
A movie, yeah. The movie called Dogma.
It was,
I remember that, Joe.
I never seen that. It was old school.
It's like Jay Sal. What's his name? Jay and Silent Bob. What's his name?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, they
my God, they funny.
Yeah, they in that joint. It's one of their movies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did see that joint.
I probably did. It's just been a while.
Big titty women don't just fall off the sky.
When I heard the song, I thought it was Kendrick. I'm like, yo, Kendrick on this joint?
Really?
Because it sounds like Kendrick.
Nah, I knew like, I didn't know the name of the movie. I remember Jay and Silent Bob being in that shit, though.
Yeah, is that Kendrick? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? It's going on, motherfucker. I heard. Hey, we appreciate y'all coming through for the come through. Let everybody know where they can follow y'all again. You know what I'm saying?
Man, at Ayo Butter. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Green Box Production. You feel me? On my podcast, I like to talk about the difference between marriage, dating, and relationships. So please, please go tap in. We got a show with the guy on there. If y'all ain't seen it yet, go watch that, you know.
Watch that, John.
Please do. Yeah, man, just other than that. Oh, yeah, go check out G-Code Living. And like, subscribe, and share. Please.
What you got for me, man?
Again, mine is at Whips and 856.
Mm-hmm.
The Bull D. I showcase cars. That's what I do.
Bull D, man, we appreciate y'all coming through for the come through, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And don't forget, listeners, viewers, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be gone for 2 months. When we come back, we're going to come back with the comeback pause. What she said, you know what I'm saying?
I got to come back with green hair here. She got my boy out here, and I wasn't feeling that.
Oh.
Please fire her up.
Yeah, we going to, when she back to the pot, we going to schedule, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Or have her come out, y'all, you know what I'm
saying? We'll put it together.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And me and him actually working on something, too, so, yeah, we'll do something.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Until next time, you know what I'm saying? Get out here with some sir, you know what I mean?
Back in the world I call my own, I'm always gone, and she's alone. We live next to pain and misery, but she believes we're meant to be. I just can't find king she calls her own. Is out chasing amazing grace while she waits for him by his throne.
The Gemini Music Group.